have my fourth graders over here, please. Are you a fourth grader?
Terry Knob's kids love earning their shadow bucks. They buy pencils and erasers, books, stuffed animals, and presents for their parents. Today, this Woodstock Elementary class in Southeast Portland is getting a visit from the Shadow Project founder, Christy Scattarella. More exciting, though, is the fact that her 18-year-old son, Alex, is here.
Well, I'm here today to talk about learning disabilities and growing up with them and how it's been hard in school for me.
And he's brought the Garfield toy that explains how the project came to be named after the family dog.
This is Garfield after Shadow tore him up. Yeah, pretty much.
Alex had gotten him in a special ed class for working hard.
I set it down, and then Shadow took a hold of it and just started ripping it to pieces. And I showed my mom, and she's like, oh, we can just get another one. But I was like, that's not the same. Does anyone know why it's not the same?
Because you earned it.
That's right. And it feels a lot better to earn something than to just be given it.
That was a light bulb moment.
Scattarella says within a few months of that moment, she and Alex created the Shadow Project. It was essentially the kind of formalized token economy that teachers had been doing on their own for years, but with little to no structure or support. Ironically, most of the kids served by the Shadow Project are not like Scattarella's son Alex, relatively well off with lots of advantages. They're more like the low-income kids who attend Pioneer Special School. Since the school started using the Shadow Project, attendance is up at parent-teacher nights like this one. Scattarella describes the first Pioneer teacher to apply.
He immediately began telling us about one of his students named Kalen. And this was a boy who was in fifth grade. He did not know his ABCs. He frequently skipped school, and he often got in fights with others. Well, this teacher, Rich Briscoe, started the Shadow Project, and within 6 weeks, Kalen received attention at a school-wide assembly. He got an award for perfect attendance and behavior. And a few months later, he picked up a Dr. Seuss book, and he started to read. So
Scattarella has countless such moving stories. Those motivate her. But she's also kept at the Shadow Project for 10 years because she believes it can make a real difference in the high school dropout rate. Nationwide, a third of kids who drop out have learning disabilities.
It is a simple concept. It's just amazing that it really does work so well.
Jessica Bruder is a teacher at Pioneer.
For example, if one student is acting out or having an issue and is trying to draw in other students and draw them off task, I'll go around and reward those students who are staying on task with Pioneer bucks so that they can be positively reinforced at that moment.
Bruder says the Shadow Project is invaluable in her classroom.
And these are our desks.
11-year-old Sean is in fifth grade at Pioneer.
Well, I did that boat today.
He tells me his dad doesn't make it to school meetings much. Tonight, he says, a Pioneer coach named Brandon took him to parent-teacher night.
He helps out kids if they have bad times.
Yeah. Have you had some bad times?
Yeah, I went to the coach's room once, or a lot more than once, but
what happens, do you think?
Well, people can make you really mad, and you'll just be really mad, and then they'll have to escort you to the coach's room, or sometimes you'll just be willing to go.
How does it make you feel when you have to do that?
Sad. Especially when they put you in the little room. And this is the Shadow Store over here.
When I ask Sean what he's bought from the Shadow Store, he says a little alien for his dad and something for his aunt.
I got her a heart necklace with a little stud on it, where you're supposed to buy more studs of the birthstones, and you put them on the necklace.
How did she react when you gave it to her?
She really liked it, and she still wears it.
Does she?
She wears it every day.
She wears it every day. That must make you feel good.
Yeah, it does.
Shadow Project founder Christy Scattarella says it's that power of giving that's transformative. Scattarella herself has never drawn a paycheck for the project, and most of the donated items in the warehouse are not toys or school supplies, but gifts for the kids to give away.
Because when you think about it, who are the powerful, successful people in our society? Givers. They get buildings named after them. They come from the North Pole once a year, and they make millions of children happy. Givers are important, successful people.
The $34,000 grant by Social Venture Partners will bring the Shadow Project's merchandising and distribution system into the computer age. It will also help the organization seek permanent funding to bring the program to other parts of Oregon. When the time is right, Scattarella says, the Shadow Project will be ready for teachers and kids all over the country. Allison Frost, OPB News.